ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Patricia.
In rugby league, at the end of a tumultuous day of board meetings, South Sydney has sacked coach Jason Demetriou.
Yeah, Patricia, yesterday's inglorious events in and around the club's new facility at Heffron Park proved yet again there are only two sorts of coaches, those who have been sacked and those about to be sacked. Demetriou's sacking has taken effect immediately amid another swirl of rumours. Wayne Bennett will take over once his contract with Redcliffe expires at the end of this season. Meanwhile, Ben Hornby will act in the role. South Sydney's board meeting yesterday, full of proxies for the likes of billionaires and millionaires, Russell Crowe, Mike Cannon, Brooks and James Packer, who have been really telegraphing this decision for weeks, even months. It began at 8 a.m. yesterday. Goodness knows what was talked about then, because they had to reconvene at 5 p.m. before Demetriou, who had run training during the day, was informed he will be taking the blame for the Rabbitohs' poor 2024 season, just one win by the end of April. And even though he had every right to feel let down by his players, Demetriou wrote them a benevolent note saying it had been his pleasure to be their coach, but also noting the successes they'd had together in case any of South studded board members might be watching from afar. Now, Demetriou's inevitable sacking wasn't the only big piece of NRL news yesterday. Last night at the judiciary, after invoking the good bloke rule, Manly Warringah captain Daly Cherry Evans had his dangerous tackle charge downgraded, and he will play this weekend against Canberra. Well, it's not this weekend, it's in fact on Friday night, Patricia.
In rugby union, is another wallaby about to switch to rugby league?
Yeah, Patricia, as the Melbourne Rebels' future remains doubtful, number 10 Carter Gordon is being shopped around to rugby league clubs, including the Gold Coast Titans. His people have been speaking to their people, but significantly not all their people. The Titans coach Desi Hasler hasn't been part of the talk so far, which might indicate Gordon's lack of rugby league experience. He came through the classic rugby schoolboy pathway, and also a hefty financial ask might be counting against him at this stage. Meanwhile, the Wallaroos' new coach, the Englishwoman Jo Yap, and yes, with a name like that, you guessed correctly, she was a scrum half in her playing days. She's picked her first squad for the test against Canada. It ripples with Waratahs after their win in the Super W final, and also teenagers as Yap builds for the long term. That includes the captain of the Brisbane City under-17 team, Shalom Suaso. It's in part a case of if you're good enough, you're old enough, but I think it's also a part of a way that Yap is looking to keep her away from rugby league's deep coffers, Patricia.
Okay, just finally, golf. Hannah Green is now Australia's top-ranked female golfer after winning the LA Championships.
Yeah, look, she won this tournament for the second time in a row early this week, and she said after the win that her next ambition was to be in the top 10. Well, the LPGA computer has crunched the numbers, and she's jumped from 18 up to 8th, and that puts her one place ahead of Minji Lee. And by dint of that, she could also find herself representing Australia at the Paris Olympics, the top two golfers as of June the 17th are the ones who get to go to Paris, Patricia.
In the AFL, no joy for St Kilda's Jack Higgins at the tribunal last night.
Patricia, the hearing, full of all the quaint footy legalese you get at these things, lasted 3 hours before the tribunal decided the charge of rough conduct was proven and 3 weeks was the right penalty. In summary, the tribunal concluded Higgins' bringing of Alia to ground, an action which left the Port Adelaide defender concussed, was brought about by a poor and dangerous tackling technique. After listening to arguments in mitigation, the tribunal also decided the match review officer's original penalty was appropriate. St Kilda completed the Tuesday night ritual by saying it was disappointed with the result, but it would respect the tribunal's decision. At Geelong, there were news of an even longer absence. Patrick Dangerfield's hamstring to be given as much as 6 weeks to recover amid suggestions it might have been overworked, not on the field, but in the gym. So ministrations on his 34-year-old body are likely to be considerably more tender over the next 6 weeks, Patricia.
In cricket, a new 10-year plan for the women's game in Australia built around T20 matches.
Yeah, Patricia, disappointingly for those players who wish to participate in more extended forms of the game, there's only one mention of Test cricket, and it's an historical one in the glossy 14-pager. But there are plenty of other worthy ambitions, including winning a couple of Olympic gold medals. That will be, though, in T20 cricket. The players have been listened to on the amount of domestic T20 cricket in the women's big balderdash, the number of games reduced. That's in part to make it more attractive to big names to come to Australia from other bits of the world. By 2023, the aim is to have every elite participant doing so on a full-time basis. And, well, sigh, I guess. There is an Ashes test match at the MCG to look forward to next January, and it's going to be played with a pink ball rather than a red one, though, Patricia.
In tennis, after beating Alex de Minaur on Sunday, Rafael Nadal is continuing his comeback in Madrid.
Yeah, he is. He's playing this morning. His main opponent these days, you'd have to say, is not Alex de Minaur or anyone else. It's a fella by the name of Anno Domini. He's made it clear that this is his farewell year. And playing on his home clay in Madrid, an event he's won five times in the past, is all part of that. And also part of his preparation for his pet subject, the French Open, which he used to win at will. After eliminating de Minaur and then the Argentine Pedro Cachin this morning, the old bull is playing the young one, the Czech Jiří Lehecka. He's seated at 30 and 15 years, Nadal's junior. And it looks like it's going to be the full test of Nadal's ageing frame. If it's going beyond the round of 16, he's lost the first set and also his first serve in the second. We'll give the full result in the morning, Patricia.
We will. Look forward to it. Thank you.
Good on you, Patricia.
Warwick Hadfield there. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's